Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Shackleton's Way, Leadership Lessons. From the Great Antarctic Explorer by Margot Morrell uses the legendary Endurance Expedition as a case study in practical leadership under extreme pressure. Rather than treating Ernest Shackleton as a distant hero, the book translates his decisions into behaviors managers, team leads, and project owners can apply in everyday work. The core story is well known: a ship crushed by Antarctic ice, a crew stranded for months, a hazardous open boat journey, and a rescue mission that brought every man home alive. Morrell focuses on how Shackleton held his team together psychologically and operationally when plans collapsed, resources vanished, and uncertainty became permanent. The book connects exploration history with workplace realities such as morale, conflict, risk, communication, and change. It is written for readers who want leadership ideas that are concrete, memorable, and field-tested, drawn from a situation where failure carried the highest possible stakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, putting people first. When the mission changes, a central lesson from Shackleton is the ability to redefine success when original goals become impossible. When Endurance could not complete its intended crossing and survival became the priority, Shackleton shifted the mission without losing the crew's sense of purpose. The leadership takeaway is not mere optimism, but decisive reframing. Clarify the new objective, remove ambiguity, and align every choice with the updated outcome. In modern organizations, projects stall, markets change, budgets shrink, or a strategy is reversed. Leaders who cling to the initial plan often drain morale and waste time. Morrell highlights Shackleton as a leader who protected his people first, treating their safety, health, and cohesion as non-negotiable. That stance created trust and made hard directives easier to accept. Practically, this means leaders should state what will not change, the team's welfare and integrity, while openly acknowledging what must change, the plan. It also means designing work so that individuals feel seen, assigning roles that fit strengths, and removing avoidable stressors. The point is that teams follow leaders who prove, through consistent actions, that the human outcome matters as much as the business result. Secondly, maintaining morale. Through routine, fairness, and presence, Shackleton's challenge was not only logistical, but psychological. Months of confinement, cold, hunger, and uncertainty can fracture any group. A key leadership topic is how he used structure to stabilize emotions. Morrell emphasizes the value of routines, clear expectations, and small daily wins to counter helplessness. Even when the environment was chaotic, Shackleton created predictability through schedules, shared duties, and communal norms. This is directly applicable to high-stress workplaces where burnout and anxiety rise when priorities shift weekly and people feel powerless. Another critical factor is fairness. Leaders lose credibility when perks, workloads, or information are distributed unevenly. Shackleton's approach is often presented as egalitarian. He shared hardship, minimized visible status distance, and watched for simmering resentments. The third element is presence. Instead of leading from afar, he stayed close to the crew, noticed mood changes, and intervened early. For modern leaders, presence can mean frequent check-ins, visible decision-making, and active listening, rather than relying only on dashboards and reports. Morrell's lesson is that morale is not a soft extra, it is a core operating system. When morale holds, coordination improves, conflict decreases, and resilience becomes a shared habit. Thirdly, decision-making. Under uncertainty and risk, the Endurance story illustrates leadership where information is incomplete and time pressures are relentless. Morrell draws attention to Shackleton's ability to make clear decisions, revise them when conditions changed, and communicate the reasoning in a way that maintained confidence. The underlying lesson is disciplined flexibility. Shackleton did not pretend certainty, he accepted constraints, assessed risks, and chose paths that preserved options. In organizational life, leaders face similar dynamics during crises, competitive threats, or major transformations. A useful takeaway is to separate reversible decisions from irreversible ones and to act quickly on the reversible category to keep momentum. Another lesson is risk literacy, not only calculating probabilities, but understanding human costs and second-order consequences. Shackleton constantly evaluated what could break the group: exhaustion, injury, despair, and conflict. Morrell frames him as a leader who planned conservatively, avoided unnecessary gambles, and prepared contingency routes. Communication is inseparable from decision-making. People can tolerate bad news, but they struggle with silence and mixed signals. Shackleton used straightforward messaging that balanced realism with determination. For readers, the topic becomes a practical model: gather the best available input, commit to a decision, explain the why, watch results closely, and adjust without ego when reality contradicts the plan. Fourthly, building and using a team with complementary strengths. Shackleton's leadership was not a solo performance. It depended on selecting, motivating, and coordinating individuals with diverse skills and temperaments. Morell highlights how he considered character as much as competence, choosing people who could endure monotony, collaborate under stress, and maintain good humor. For modern hiring and team assembly, this suggests screening for resilience, adaptability, and interpersonal maturity, not only technical credentials. Once the team was formed, Shackleton assigned roles in ways that balanced status, capability, and group harmony. He positioned potential troublemakers where they could be supported and placed steady personalities where they could calm the system. That is a sophisticated lesson in team architecture. Leaders shape outcomes by deciding who works with whom, what responsibilities carry prestige, and how recognition is distributed. The topic also covers leveraging informal leadership. In any group, influence flows through more than job titles. Shackleton recognized who others listened to and used those relationships to reinforce norms and reduce friction. In workplaces, managers can map informal networks, empower positive influencers, and address toxic dynamics before they spread. Morell's larger point is that great leadership involves designing the social system, not merely issuing orders, so that cooperation becomes the default behavior even when circumstances are harsh. Lastly, leading change and sustaining hope without false promises, few leadership tests are harsher than asking people to endure sacrifice without a clear timeline. Morell presents Shackleton as a leader who sustained hope while refusing to offer guarantees he could not keep. The lesson is a balanced narrative, honest acknowledgement of danger paired with a credible path forward. Shackleton kept the crew's focus on immediate, controllable steps while holding a larger vision of rescue and return. In organizations, employees often disengage when leaders speak in slogans that clash with lived reality. A more effective approach is to communicate in layers: what is known, what is unknown, what the team is doing next, and what success looks like now. Another aspect is symbolic leadership. Shackleton used small gestures, shared rituals, and personal attention to reinforce belonging and courage. These actions matter because meaning is fuel during change. Leaders can replicate this by celebrating progress, protecting team dignity, and modeling calm behavior under pressure. Morell also points to perseverance combined with adaptability. When one route failed, Shackleton shifted tactics while keeping the purpose constant. The broader takeaway is that hope is not wishful thinking. It is a leadership practice built from transparency, visible effort, and a steady commitment to bringing people through uncertainty with their confidence intact. In conclusion, this book is best for managers, entrepreneurs, project leaders, military and emergency professionals, and anyone responsible for guiding a team through turbulence, rapid change, or high-stakes delivery. It also suits readers who dislike abstract leadership theory and prefer lessons anchored in a real, widely documented event. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. Shackleton's way reframes leadership as the daily craft of protecting morale, making decisions with imperfect information, and creating trust that holds when plans collapse. Those skills translate beyond work into family leadership, community roles, and personal resilience because they emphasize emotional steadiness, fairness, and purposeful action. Compared with many leadership books that rely on frameworks and corporate anecdotes, this one stands out for the durability of its case study. The Endurance Expedition is memorable, extreme, and therefore clarifies what matters most when pressure strips away comforts and options. Morell's approach turns that story into usable principles: put people first, communicate plainly, maintain routines, and stay present. If you want a leadership guide that is engaging, concrete, and centered on character-driven execution rather than buzzwords, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Margot Morell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.